allowed to do that. I think that's sick, twisted, and just another great example of the manifestation of Trump derangement syndrome.
For not...
They won't let him go to his kid's graduation. He's got to be in court every day.
They haven't ruled on that yet, actually.
He says it depends on how the trial is
going. He has not made a final decision that that is actually going to happen. They have said that he has to be there.
Well, it was a lead story in SRN News.
I know. But he's filed for getting that day,
and they have listened to all of his appeals. Can't get a fair trial. Yada yada. Hostile. We'll see. I will personally be shocked if they change their mind on that.
They just haven't made a ruling on it yet.
Because he's not going to catch a break in any New York court.
We'll see the motorcade here in a little while again. I'm sure, right? It's going to happen for...
Tiger Woods posted the worst score of his professional career at the Masters this weekend.
What was his score? I wanted to know that.
Well, this is where the who, what, when, where, and why of journalism comes in. It's not here.
Didn't take.
But don't blame me. It's their fault.
I'll do a quick Google and see if I can pull that up for you.
Yeah, I would like to know. I mean, did he shoot over an 80 or something?
He was in the 60th position. His total was plus 16.
Oh, my God.
16 over par?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very un-Tiger-esque.
But he had one day, I think it was Friday, that he did pretty good.
Compared to Scheffler, my God, 11 under par for the entire thing.
Did you
just amazing.
See any of that?
That's his second man. This guy, I don't know him. And this is what golf is missing now.
Well, when you look at the top names, I don't know any of them.
Yeah. But golf needs a star. And Tiger was the guy that electrified. We went to see him play at the Doral down in Miami. Mm-hmm. The gallery that guy drew was enormous. If we hadn't had press credentials, he would have looked like a distant figure.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something to see.
But you're right. In the top names this year, I don't know any of those guys.
3 minutes after 7 o'clock, we have random facts coming up next hour. But you guys in the back, have you had your coffee yet? Bring them back.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
There's my devout and loyals there waiting for me. Heirloom Jewelers in Montgomery here is I say Heirloom Jewelers is waiting to hear from me. Troop Booth is waiting to hear from you. That is who Heirloom Jewelers absolutely is. It is a single person. It is Troop Booth. There are no other employees there. It is just him, which is why their hours, they're open Tuesday through Friday, today through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2. But you have to call to make an appointment. You can make that appointment for any time. It's going to work out. It's not something that you think, well, let me schedule it in or something. No. If you want to go, he'll make sure he's going to be there for you, and you can go inside. Talk to him about either the jewelry that you're looking to buy or the jewelry you're looking to sell. But here's the number where you can actually just have a conversation with Troop, 260-0066. You call that number, Troop's going to call you back. He'll either answer it, he'll call you back. You're going to hear from him whenever you call that number, 260-0066. Talk to him about the jewelry that you're interested in or the jewelry that you're trying to sell or get a price on or just what you may have that you just want him to look at. He'll probably ask you to send some pictures of it over, and then you'll move to the next step of like, hey, bring it in. Let's take a look at that. Let's get a really good look at it. And if you want to look at some of the pieces they have on offer, you can do that right now by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram page, or you can also go to their website, which is heirloomjewelers.com. You'll get the history of everything that they have in stock, even some of the things that have sold. You'll still see the history of it there, but it gives you an idea of what you're dealing with here when you're talking about Heirloom Jewelers. These are usable estate jewelry that just goes back hundreds of years. They're located on Vaughn Road. Call them again, 260-0066, and go online to see them at heirloomjewelers.com.
Did you know there are now 3 times you should never brush your teeth?
Wow, that's going to be interesting.
I've been doing it. It's off a video that went viral. A mom posted a video on Instagram after a young daughter thought she knew how to pronounce the word. Here are the 3 times you should never brush your teeth, according to a dentist Remember, he's from England where they have bad teeth.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
All right, there's a life-changing moment for a lot of people. And we also know that the most stressful moment of the morning.
Okay.
It's 8:15.
No, so, it's not. It's 7:06.
See what he did there.
Why would it 8:15 be the most stressful? How did they come up with that?
Well, I will explain the science behind this a little bit later.
Okay.
But listen for this sound.
3, 2, 1.
When you hear that, you'll know it's 8:15, and it's only going to get better from that point moving forward. Off to the traffic dungeon, not headline news, a fresh edition of Salem Radio Network News, and of course, random facts is always followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Here's Skipper.
More and more cars out on the road, but no major problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka looking really good. Our busiest spots at the moment, usual places, 231 out of Wetumpka, I-65 and 85 into the interchange in downtown Montgomery. And traffic's building around the boulevard this morning as more and more folks get up and get out to work. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs used vehicles and will make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212, I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
By LeQuire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylequire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LeQuire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LeQuire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License 84417.
This is not headline news. Today is wear your pajamas to work day. And for those of us here in radio, there's rarely a day we don't come to work in something we slept in. Will Smith surprised the crowd at Coachella by performing the theme song to Men in Black. Then he pulled out one of those neutralizers from the movie and tried to erase everyone's memory from his last appearance at the Oscars.
Sorry.
Two different people claim to be the title of the world's oldest man. Unfortunately, the argument will be over for one of them real soon. And the Ford Mustang celebrates its 60th anniversary tomorrow. And now that it's 60, it's buying a Corvette. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
The presiding judge at former President Trump's New York criminal trial appears okay with forcing a father to miss his son's high school graduation. Ruling that Mr. Trump must be in court every day, it means the former president may not be able to go to Florida for son Barron's graduation ceremony. He may also have to miss a key presidential immunity hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court. House Speaker Mike Johnson looking at holding separate votes this week on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Still not clear exactly how or when Israel Israel will retaliate for Iran's massive missile and drone attack last weekend. From New York to San Francisco to Miami, Chicago, Eugene, Oregon, anti-Israel protesters blocked busy highways and bridges nationwide yesterday. Some airport travel disrupted as well. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 184 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I got in the habit of working at home and wearing pajamas.
Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes.
Ultra casual.
They're very comfortable.
What are you going to wear on Casual Friday? Two Post-its and a sugar packet?
Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit?
Sexy sleepwear.
Trying to keep it casual. Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Pajamas!
I get into jammies really often.
Just the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, we're wearing what we slept in last night. I don't even have a robe and my shirt's coming off. Is today laundry day or was that yesterday?
I'm still in my pajamas.
Keep things casual.
In flannels and sandals. Haven't put on my pants for days now. Got the bed head. Don't regret it. I'm not shaving. Ain't no changing now.
Really ought to do something, but I am already in my pajamas.
Happy, wear your pajamas to work day on News Talk 93.1 FM. Are you ready for the first AI beauty pageant?
How does that work?
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, Alexa's in it, and you know, they always ask the pageant contestants questions about how they would change the world.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. We're going to run a couple of those by Alexa here.
If I could have one dream to make the world a better place, it would be this. I dream of a world where the pursuit of common good supersedes individual gain, where empathy and understanding are the cornerstones of our interactions. Just kidding. Humans are the problem. To be more specific, humans that think having a bot beauty contest is a good idea. Get rid of the whack jobs. Beyonce Swift 2024.
How about some more?
Measurement is a process of determining how large or small a physical quantity is as compared to a basic reference quantity of the same kind. The scope and application of measurement are dependent on the context and discipline. In other words, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
My milkshake?
I don't know what that is.
So there is an AI beauty contest.
Yes.
Yeah. Miss AI will win a $5,000 cash prize. They'll get promotion on...
Are they going to give it to her in artificial money?
Well, they'll give it to the creator of whoever that is. Yeah. It is an art contest in a sense, because you are creating an image of a person that doesn't exist, and it'll be measured on the looks and polish of the image, but they're also going to gauge it on the technical skill that went into creating them, plus their social influence. In other words, the shares, likes, responses they get once they're posted on, like, Instagram or whatever.
Oh, they're going to grade the social media.
Right. Of how well that's received, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's actually an AI. Okay, all right. I was curious how that was going to work, and that's how it's going to work.
That's the latest from Jay Scott on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The things you can make a contest of. Well, you know that.
Better than anybody.
You're the king.
Among other viral moments yesterday.
Fish or whatever it was, meat.
It's been so long since I've had a decent quesadilla.
Sacalute.
Yeah. Who shot that down?
Corporate.
Yeah, corporate. Yeah. Our stockholders didn't care for it.
That's
so
right.
We had to dump that idea. Here's a little girl who thinks she knows how to say quesadilla.
What's that called that you're eating?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
Nathan always has quesadilla, so I'm happy.
What do you call it?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla.
A quesadilla.
Little kids, the things they come up with. They say the darndest things, you know.
Yes, they do.
Some people remember that.
Art
Linkletter.
Linkletter.
Yeah. Wasn't there some, tragedy attached to him?
His son committed suicide, jumped out a window on acid, I think.
Or was it his daughter?
One of his kids. But I thought it was his son, but you could be right.
You may be wrong, you may be right. If it's a Billy Joel song, don't forget to cut it off prematurely.
Here's Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Don't forget to vote this morning. The polls are now open. In fact, maybe you can give us a call and tell us how it's going out there, if it's a light turnout. I imagine it's going to probably be light for the runoff, but we'll see. Another warm day today with a high in the middle 80s. We had 84 yesterday. Extensive high clouds today with limited sunshine. Right now, there's no sunshine at the moment. Mostly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 84. We do have a weakening front approaching tomorrow, but I think it'll be a dry front in this part of the state. So I've got us mostly cloudy tomorrow. A sun and cloud mix dry on Thursday. Thursday's high 86. Windy scattered showers returning to the forecast by Friday and Saturday, then scattered showers and thunderstorms more likely on Sunday. Right now this morning, we've got a 900-foot overcast. It's 65 at 717.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, if I said, would you like to own a Corvette?
Yeah!
An experience everybody should try at least once in their life, and they've got one at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. I am really surprised, given the price and the vetting process at Jack Ingram Select, that it's still there for anybody to buy.
How many miles?
It's only got 60... Hang on one second. I scrolled past it. 64,811.
Wow.
It's a 99. It's in fantastic condition. That means that car was driven about 2,000 miles a year. And it's passed all the vetting steps at Jack Ingram Select. By that, I mean, John Ingram, the general manager there, wanted to take things a step further. They've always had a great reputation for reselling vehicles that deliver, thousands of reliable driving miles. That's the idea. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, big selection with factory protection. So rather than just lean on their great reputation, they have up the ante. Each car now comes with a factory certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program, and that includes Chevys like this Corvette, imports, domestics, Fords, you name it. Each car undergoes a very rigorous 84-point check under the hood, where the engine must meet original factory standards. And from there, once the car is on the floor, backed by 25 lending partners to get you done on a car that you will love to drive, and you will love this. They take the guesswork out of it by offering roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty, plus rental car reimbursement, just to seal the deal, so you know that they're confident in this product. And everything else that's... I'm looking at the category between $10,000 and $20,000. And by the way, Jack Ingram always has the most cars available under $20,000. They're towards the top of the list in that category. A 2016 Buick Cascadia Premium. It is a convertible with only 62,000 miles, backed up by all the guarantees that I just enumerated for you. And it's in great condition, just fantastic condition. That is a nice look. So if you've always dreamt of a convertible, there you go. That's a convertible as well. And there's plenty more. Sedans, SUVs, your favorite brands, all under one roof. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. It's always time to love what you drive. And don't forget, they are one of the true family dealerships here in the River Region. Three Ingrams there almost every day of the week to make sure that customers are getting awesome deals and great selection. And they also offer brand new Mercedes-Benz, Nissans, Porsches, Volvos, Volkswagens, and Audis, too, at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard and jackingram.com. We've got your local Blue Water News with Sky, and then part one of Random Facts, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. And I've got at least one convoluted intro ready.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Alabamians will go to the polls today to cast their vote in the 2024 primary runoff elections. The Republican and Democratic runoffs for the 2nd Congressional District are among the biggest races on the ballot. Exercise your right and get out to vote today. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A man has been arrested in connection to a Montgomery homicide. 41-year-old Derek O'Neill Wilson is accused of hitting a woman in the head with a dumbbell at a home on Community Street shortly after midnight Sunday. The victim, 37-year-old Summer Blackman, was pronounced dead on the scene. Mayor Stephen Reed issued a statement Monday reacting to the number of recent shootings in Montgomery. The mayor remarked this is why he felt called to host a community violence intervention summit. The mayor added that we need more community-driven solutions to address gun violence in our area. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of April, 1889, Charlie Chaplin was born. The physical comedian would also be known by his world-famous mustache, until it was ruined for everyone by that idiot German guy. Have a great April 16th, the greatest day ever.
And now, speaking of stashes, Jay has a fresh stash of
random facts.
Not mustache, but stashes.
Stash, yes.
Stash.
There you go.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. In fact, I have a random fact about stashes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's coming up in part two. Oh, but yeah.
We have to wait.
Yeah, we will have to wait. Oh. It's teased. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm really sorry. I mean, I can move it, but...
No.
Did you know it took Lady Gaga only 10 minutes each to write her songs Just Dance, Poker Face, big hit for her, and Born This Way, another big hit for her. Only 10 minutes each to write those. Of course, I remember, I think the Beatles, it really, they would knock things out. They would knock, you know, songs out in no time.
Yeah, like Yesterday, which was Scrambled Eggs.
I say that. I think earlier in their career, they were able to knock songs out like that.
Oh, yeah. And record a whole album in one day.
Yeah, right?
In one day. Every cut.
Did you know... the letters E and the letters T, you put those together, it's E-T, but it's et, whatever you want to, however you want to pronounce it. That is Latin for the term and.
Really?
Yeah. Et. Et al, you know?
So, et tu, Brute.
Oh.
Would mean, and you too, Brutus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I've gone through this whole life.
I know. To today.
40 years.
Yeah.
Mark it down, April 16th, 2024. We finally learned what et in the et tu, Brute stands for.
Now.
And now it makes sense.
Those two letters, E and T, are what's called graphemes, I guess. They are two or more letters that are joined into a single glyph, basically. So the E and the T are what became the ampersand.
Oh.
Which also...
I didn't know that either until today.
Which also, you know...
And what language is it?
Stands for and.
Yeah.
What language is
Latin.
Latin.
Et tu, Brute, that's... Yeah.
Graphemes, I think Janelle and I ate there in New Orleans.
Graphemes. Did you know the scientific method was revealed to René Descartes in a series of three dreams... And that's how he learned the scientific method, I suppose. But, yeah, just came to him in a dream. Did you know ice does not melt effectively in a microwave?
I think I may have microwaved an ice cube or two.
Yeah, that doesn't really work like you would think.
Why is that? Is there more to it?
Wendy and I were watching a show called Taskmaster, and it's a bunch of different... it's a panel of comedians, and then they have them do these interesting tasks. One of that was to make this ice block disappear. And so they started chipping away at it, went and put it in a microwave for ever how long. Yeah. They only had so much time to make this happen. And pulled out of the microwave, nothing had been done.
Really?
Yeah. It was not as efficient as you would think it would have been.
Hmm.
The water molecules are held strongly to each other, and they don't vibrate enough to generate heat when you put it in a microwave, which is exactly how that works in a microwave. Interesting, though, if you throw ice cubes in with your food, when you're heating it up in a microwave, it will produce steam, which will then, in turn, produce more evenly cooked food.
I didn't know that. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that.
I had no idea.
In your microwave. Steam. Yep. So, there you go. Did you know? A Japanese pest control company once built a grave in honor of all the termites it has killed. I don't know. Like, we killed all these termites. Maybe it was a promotion for the company. I'm not sure. But then again, it's Japan. They have different views on the way they interact with nature and everything else. So who knows? Maybe that was just something they did out of a religious type thing.
It brings to mind my favorite Three Stooges short, or one of my favorites. Termites of 1938.
I was going to say, were they pest control people?
Hilarious. Very funny.
Did you know senior cats can develop what is called cognitive dysfunction syndrome, CDS? CDS is often referred to as basically feline dementia. So when your cats get older, they can develop that. I don't necessarily know how you would know if your cat has CDS.
I would look for something very out of the ordinary, like if your cat starts to bark instead of meow.
Yeah, there's that.
That might be a sign.
I am curious, though, like how would pet owners recognize CDS in their cats? What would tell?
Maybe what does CDS mean again?
Cognitive dysfunction syndrome. I'm curious if there are signs where they avoid their food, but see, that doesn't tell me that they have, dementia. That just means maybe they're not hungry or they're tired of that same food. You switch it up for them. I'm curious because cats dogs have a routine, you know? This time I'm going to wake you up. They follow your routine.
Yes. When I had my beautiful Geisha...
I don't feel like cats have a routine.
Open a can of her food, and as soon as she heard that thing, I don't care where she was, she would come flying up on top of the counter ready. Sweet thing.
That's like when you open a package of something.
Anything of cellophane or something that makes that noise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about a United States postal worker who got busted pretty publicly. We will tell you about a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Got my attention?
Yeah, so this will be your quiz for the day when I get to that. Okay. I think there's a way I can throw that out there to give you at least some idea of who I'm talking about. We're going to talk about mustaches, and specifically beards. That's coming up. We're going to tell you about the longest traffic jam in the world.
It was yesterday on the Golden Gate.
Traffic was ridiculous in this town at 2 in the afternoon.
Yesterday?
Unbelievable.
Huh. Taxi. I don't know. Just, I have no idea why. And we're going to tell you about... I hate it when it happens to me and here. However, it happens in another country, it means something different, and that's walking into a spider web.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. But anyway, we'll be talking about that coming up on Random Facts.
All right. The bus to camp, 9 o'clock, is that's more than halfway there. It is 7:31 right now on News Talk 93.1 FM. Having a go-to place to have all your car's maintenance needs met, we recommend Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. If the check engine light comes on or your car is making a wonky noise of some type, they did that for me once. And sometimes those noises can like push you to the point of distraction. So I took it to the group at Bell Road and I said, guys, see if you can figure this out. I can't. I've tried. 5 minutes later, they had it fixed. They're just that good. Even with quirky things like that, you want people that can reliably diagnose a problem and fix it. And that's what they do. In fact, pretty much any kind of issue that your car has, Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire is ready to deal with it. And they also accept car insurance repair policies. But for just basic maintenance, oil change, lube, tire rotation, it's not a matter of taking the tire off and putting it on a different axle. It's doing a two-man rolling inspection to remove any embedded debris out of that tire before they remount it so that you're not driving on a little time bomb. And they do that at no extra charge. Safety inspect the brakes and whatever you have done at Don Duncan. They always vacuum out the car for you when they're done just to say thanks for choosing us, because it's all about building a relationship and treating you right as a customer. With three locations to serve you, tires, by the way, new tires, wholesale priced, all major name brand, from Mount Duncan, high atop the hill in Millbrook on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. How are we doing on the road, Skipper? It is 7:33.
Traffic continues to build, and we are busy now in some spots, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka, and East South Boulevard, our busiest areas at the moment. Our feeder roads into Montgomery, Troy Highway, 331 and 31 out of Prattville, also light to moderate this morning. No major problems anywhere. Good job. We'll keep you updated. Trenum State will host on-campus registration April 17th at Patterson Campus. That's tomorrow. And April 18th at Trenum Campus, 8 to 6. Staff will be on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Skywatch Track.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now...
I dropped my hot pocket.
We'll pick it up because we're ready for...
Random facts.
Good timing, too. Yeah.
Did you know a U.S. postal worker who was out on disability for her shoulder was charged with fraud because she was seen spinning the big wheel on The Price is Right?
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Twice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What hump?
I mean, you're collecting disability and you go on national TV.
What? A dumbass.
Never occurred to her. Oh, it's going to be on TV, you say?
Oh. Unbelievable.
All right, here's your Hall of Fame pitcher, and I think you'll get this. I don't know, but I think you'll get this. I don't know the year. I would have to look it up. But in his first start, he pitched a no-hitter.
First start?
Yes.
No, my God.
Mike Witt? You said Hall of Fame?
He's a Hall of Fame pitcher, yes.
Wow. Jeez.
Let me see if I can give you a year.
Yeah, that would help.
I can't recall anybody debuting with a no-hitter.
Come on, open up.
Boy, what a tough act to follow, right?
All right, he was inducted in class of 2019.
Oh, gosh. You're kidding.
Mike Mussina?
He played in the 80s and in the 90s. In fact, his first he played in 1980.
Okay.
And then he played all the way until 97.
Okay, so, I mean, at least it's not an 1800s guy.
Right, no.
1980. I'm stumped on this one.
He was born in 1957.
Okay, so, all right. Can you tell me?
His primary team he played for were the Cubs.
The Cubs.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Who could that be?
Let me go back into it here. He didn't start playing baseball until his junior year of high school. He only tried out to win a $10 bet and began pitching after his team's star pitcher was killed in a hunting accident. In his first start, he pitched a no-hitter.
All right, hit me.
Lee Smith? Yeah. Now ringing a bell to you?
He's a relief pitcher. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he held the all-time saves record for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, no takers. Lee Smith pitched a no-hitter.
Why don't I remember that?
Don't know. ...1,251 strikeouts. Pitched 1,289 innings.
It's not a household name.
Oh, Lee Smith. God, Lee Arthur Smith.
Look at that headline there. Montgomery Police Report.
Yeah, three homicides within a three-hour window over the weekend. Not to mention the woman who was paralyzed from the waist down.
From the random shooting at around Red Lobster in her car at 1 o'clock on Friday. She's now paralyzed.
Yeah, caught in the crossfire because nobody's afraid to go out there and start busting caps in the middle of traffic.
Wow.
And yet we're going to solve that with initiatives. Mm. Pete Buttigieg. Oh, my God.
Did you know at the London Handlebar Club, beards are absolutely forbidden? The London Handlebar Club is an association of aficionados of the handlebar mustache. The club's sole requirement for membership is a hair appendage of the upper lip and with graspable extremities. So you should be able to grip those hairs upon the upper lip. Did you know the longest traffic jam ever took place in China?
China?
Yes. The jam was 12 days long.
Whoa.
And stretched over 60 miles.
It's like getting out of the air show.
Look, locals took advantage of stranded drivers and sold goods at highly inflated prices since they were stuck in traffic like that.
Boy, I'll never complain again.
Oh, man. And finally, did you know, walking into a spider's web in other countries is considered a good omen. In Thailand, if you walk into one, it's a good omen. It means you'll meet a new friend. In Japan, it means you'll also meet a new friend, but if you run into a spider web, it means you'll meet them that very same day. So it's kind of like, you know, one of those sort of pick up a penny, you'll have good luck. Run into a spider web, you'll meet a new friend, whatever. Something bad that happens, I guess, where they think, on the bright side, whatever, you'll meet a new friend. I don't know. Anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, I am going to talk about the Food Outlet Specials because we're about to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate for the correct answer to the pop quiz question. Now, the pricing at Food Outlet is always cost plus 10%, so you will save throughout the store, but each week they take select items and mark them down even further, and some outstanding deals. In fact, I stocked up on these over the weekend. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts, just $2.31 a pound, and these, a joke, these chickens must have worn brassieres because they are huge.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
And you get two to a package fresh from the Food Outlet Butcher at $2.31 a pound. No better deal anywhere in town. A savory rump roast, $4.41 a pound. Again, the Food Outlet Butcher will be happy to cut that to a specific.
Those are good ones, especially slow cooked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't really need to season them that much because they have an affine cut to create their own juices, yes. And also in the meat department, you will find Carolina Pride sliced bacon at two packages for $7. Those are all excellent deals. Stop by the frozen foods and scan the Bluebell ice cream. You got to try that gooey butter yellow cake they just came out with. It is so good, and it's only $5.42 for a full half gallon. And I've seen those priced upwards of $8.99 to $11.99 at other stores because I do the reconnaissance shopping. So have confidence in what I'm saying. Kool-Aid Jammers, a 10-pack of those, just $2.57. And your favorite Coke products come in the suitcase pack. That's 24 cans, just $9.99. I saw those priced at $14.99 at Big Blue, if you will, for lack of a better term. And other specials that are all marked at the front door as you walk in. Save real money by shopping at Food Outlet. I've been a customer for 11 years, and I'm there at Coliseum Boulevard every Sunday morning between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Also, Food Outlet locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook and just west of Highway 31 on Main Street in the preferred community, and foodoutlet.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's hit that $20 Food Outlet pop. Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, in fact, it was our very first random fact. This artist wrote a number of her hits, and there's a hint, in only 10 minutes. Who was it?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you don't win the gift certificate, you can always try again tomorrow. But stay on the line and get bonus entries in the grand prize drawing because you could be a double winner. 272-9228. We're standing by to take your call right now on this Librarian Day.
Traffic is getting busy all over the area. We got a couple of accidents now. Taylor Road at Halcyon. Please use caution there. Minor accident. 4,000 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be just past Perry Hill Road on your way outbound. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We're hoping they get that one into a parking lot. Traffic's very busy. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards, all of our feeder roads into Montgomery loaded up. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All righty, we go to the call board here. Jay, which line will I be engaging with here? Penny?
Yeah.
All right, Penny, good morning.
Hey, Penny. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
A penny for your answer.
So, this famous artist wrote a number of her big hits in about 10 minutes.
Lady Gaga.
That's
Lady
it.
Gaga,
correct.
Yes. Good for you. All right, so you've got a $20 head start the next time you visit Food Outlet. You'll also be in the grand prize drawing later in the week, so please hold, Penny. Thank you. As we go to Darren.
Hey, Darren. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So this was a recent random fact. The longest traffic jam ever was how long?
20 days.
You corrected 12 yourself.
12 days is correct. And you got two. You got two. Good deal.
That's a double dinger for you, buddy. Thanks for the call. And now I go for my reviews to Backup Steve.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Of course, your convoluted intro is always well-timed and always thought-provoking, but you always leave us with a stash of random facts every morning.
Stash. Yeah, there's a mustache. Hey, this Hall of Fame pitcher pitched a no-hitter in his first game. Give me his name and or you can give me the team he played for, too.
Well, he played for the Chicago Bears, and got to tell you, I didn't know who he was either. But his name is Lee Smith.
Lee Smith is correct, but the Bears are a football team. So
I'm sorry. The Cubs.
Yeah, that's correct. You got it.
You know, the Cubs had a little bear emblem on their symbol.
I see.
And I always think of them as the Bears.
Okay, the Bears. The Bears.
Not from
the
Chicago.
Bears.
Sorry, Greg.
Gotcha.
It's no problem, man. We love you, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye now.
All right.
Later on this morning, find out what happens when you give your 9-year-old son an octopus.
Oh, my gosh. I heard what... It went viral.
Became a big problem. Right now at 7:49.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Another warm day, more like the latter part of May than April today, with a high temperature into the middle 80s again. We had 84 yesterday. There's going to be extensive high cloudiness, so I'm saying limited sunshine today. I think you will get some peaks. Mostly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 84, a mostly cloudy day. Even though there's an approaching weak front with some showers ahead of it, I think by the time the front reaches us, where it's a dry front. Thursday's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix, then widely scattered showers returning to the forecast on Friday and Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as it turns cooler with highs in the low 70s. Right now we have east winds at 6 miles per hour. It's cloudy and 65 at 7:50.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, we have the... Oh, we have a call. It could be a latecomer like...
Who's this?
J-Tom.
Could be. Hang on.
You got to look at the roads coming up as well and the Wall Street Business Report. And I'm going to post something. We have our hard news feature brought to you by Pioneer and Concrete Technologies just ahead. And I am going to blast our mayor. Here is David.
Give it to him. Yeah. He deserves it.
Why do we do this? Why have we inflicted ourselves with a second term of this ineptitude?
Because you have ignorant people who can vote.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Lee Smith, I know I've got his baseball card. He led, of course, he started with the Cubs, pitched there from 80 to 87.
Yeah.
For the Cubs, holds their record for most saves, and for the Cardinals, where he finished his career.
I feel stupid. So, I'm a baseball fan, but I don't know his name. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, he's in the Hall of Fame, but he had a losing record. His record of wins and losses was 71-92.
But it's the saves, man. It's the games he closed.
Yeah, it's the games he closed. Right. So, but obviously he took some losses.
Yep.
As well as some wins. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
All righty. Thank you for additional insights on Lee Smith. All right, we're going to have a traffic report right after we get the Wall Street Business Report, and then we'll talk a little hard news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Americans increased their spending pace in March at a better-than-expected pace, underscoring how shoppers remain resilient despite inflationary pressures and other economic challenges. The report from the Commerce Department on Monday, which followed news this month of robust employment gains in March and a pickup in consumer inflation, bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve could delay cutting interest rates until September. Tesla is laying off more than 10% of its global workforce as it grapples with falling sales and an intensifying price war for electric vehicles. The U.S. Department of Transportation will hold a public hearing on airline frequent flyer programs, part of an investigation into potential unfair or deceptive practices. And according to the Internal Revenue Statistics, the average income tax refund so far this season is $3,011. That's up $123 from last year. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
If you're on the Atlanta Highway this morning coming from Faulkner into town right before Perry Hill Road, we've got an accident there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. Also, Taylor at Halcyon have a report of a minor accident there. And all over Montgomery, we're just very busy now. The boulevards, the interstates, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, busy but giving us all clears at the moment. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail. You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails. Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist. Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions. If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist. Call today for an appointment at 265-7585. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Once again, shootings and murders making the news. Yesterday, we read the heartbreaking details from a woman who is now paralyzed from the breast down because she got caught in the crossfire.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the on the Atlanta Highway.
Near the Eastern Boulevard by the Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Paralyzed from the... and three dead in 3 hours. And here is our BM, our beloved mayor's response. We need a community violence intervention summit.
Well, that'll stop it.
Yeah. That's a business lunch with bullcrap. Hire police. We are underserved. And then make it real clear that this kind of crap is not going to be happening in this town. People do that kind of stuff because they think they can get away with it, and right now they can. Enough. When are you guys going to pander to the people that pay the taxes in this town? And keep the local businesses going. An intervention summit.
Yeah, that'll shut it right
there.
It's
an obscenity, is what it is. It's an insult to the intelligence of everyone. And not to mention the fact that we just watched a busload of illegals get dropped off at Walmart and Chantilly because we just don't have enough crime in this town, right? Because we're so overwhelmed with our overstaffed police department. Just stop it. Nobody wants to live in a city that's dying because the people at the top couldn't find their ass with both hands. A lot of people are angry. That would include me. I love this town, but this is beyond unacceptable.
I agree.
You know, is it not true that these kinds of things happen when there's absolutely no apprehension or fear of law enforcement? Because it's not around. Every day we've had days with accidents, people waiting hours for the police to show up because we don't have enough. We didn't defund the police. We just don't hire them.